are here at the 2018 NACUSO Network Conference in Anaheim, California, aka Disneyland, the happiest place on earth, they say. And it's not too bad in here either. I think there's some pretty happy people here, including you, Mr. Paula Black, really from On Approach. Yeah, you guys just won CUSO of the Year Award. Congratulations.
You CUSO of the Year Award. Yeah, it was... I got the call a couple weeks ago from Jay Johnson at Callahan, and I was just shocked. You know, we've applied a few times, and this is our year. It finally happened. So I am thrilled
well
to receive it.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are doing some good work. We have the $2 million man here,
yes.
Mr. Andrew Bertrand from OCC.
Man, yeah.
Congratulations on that. So why are you the $2 million man? What's going on here, Andrew?
Well, we've invested into analytics the last 3 years, and $2.6 million is what we've gained bottom line, just right to the bottom line as far as decreased cost and increased yield.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to react to the market fast. We were able to get, instead of looking at board reports at the end of the month, we were able to just have daily stuff like, hey, something's happening, trending, let's attack this now, and get management together and just make a decision and get going,
you know.
So kind of like the big boys are doing. So, yeah. And we're a $370 million credit union.
Right.
So that net effect to our bottom line was just great. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you look at that, $2.6 million. You know, we have our ROA has been 0.91 or higher every year since we started with the data analytics. We've been able to had some things which might keep some CEOs up at night, like having your largest SEG, 350 employees, gone. You know, just go out of business, and like, you want to know what's that net effect, what's that loss given default, what's the compounding effect on the economy when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to do that. I worked over the weekend, but we were able to have that on Monday after the news came on Friday. You know,
well, when you're the $2 million man, you got to work some weekends.
Yeah. That's not in my pocket, though. No, be nice, but
well, $2.6 million. Let's be accurate.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Accuracy is important. With
exactly.
Data,
yeah,
so
yeah. No doubt. You should know. Paul, anything to add to that?
Or? Yeah. No. I just we actually Andrew couldn't make it to the last CLytics conference, but I thought that the example you had with the lending.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to hit a couple of high points on that one, but that was pretty impressive.
So,
at the numbers they generated there.
Yeah. So I don't want to talk bad about our core, but there's a lot of things that we were able.
There's
to
a but.
There's a lot of things we were able to do with On Approach and with just data analytics that kind of make up for those deficiencies in the cores that we had, you know, because a lot of credit unions are working on cores that they installed in 1980, you know, 1986.
Yeah.
Ours was installed in 86.
Understandable.
So we weren't able to accurately account for the FASB 91, if there's any accountants out there that know what I'm talking about, to defer those loan costs over the life of the loan and really track that. And then, so we started doing that with the data, pulling in a daily report and getting the information. And then from then, now we have also all this other information about loan payments. So we start looking at what's our, how long before a loan pays off, when is a member going to pay off the loan? Because, you know, they might have a 7-year loan, but they're going to pay it off in 56% of that time frame, they're going to pay it off.
Yeah.
And so that was great because I was able to also like share that with another credit union just with the platform that we have. And, you know, it's the same language, the same information. I can talk to other credit unions around the same system, and it's the same SQL queries. It's the same code. You know, I've actually bounced code off to people like, okay, I'm not a SQL expert, but I wrote this. Like, can you make it faster? You know, and we do some sharing with that. I can create a report in Tableau, and somebody can run it in their system.
Okay.
Boom, have the same exact report. Mm-hmm. So,
Smart. You know, if you talk to Bert Fisher, their CEO, Bert's really impressed with the way Andrew's deployed all of these Tableau visualizations across the departments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we actually rely on Andrew as a developer on our platform so that other credit unions can benefit from his work, right? So we look at stuff, you know, could we put this in the CU App Store? And so Andrew's very involved in helping us get that kind of stuff out. So if a credit union doesn't have the chops to do it, the app sitting there, and they can just download it and use it on the analytics platform.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Definitely, I mean, that goes with the collaboration, the credit union thing, because when I started this 4 years ago, I didn't know anything. You know, so if it wasn't for other credit unions and other leaders and other people teaching me what they know, you know, so now I'm like, that's the way I feel now. It's like, okay, whatever I learned, I'm going to pass it on.
You're paying forward.
Yeah.
This AXFI conference, like the vision for AXFI has always been, you know, we want to bring app developers, fintechs, our developer clients together with our other clients, put them all into one room and let them start working stuff out and sharing and getting this thing going faster. And so this year's conference is going to be very hands-on at AXFI. So we're actually, we want a developer community around the platform. And so, yeah, so it's very exciting. And so when we hear stories like this, it's like, boy, I'd love all of our clients to be doing this kind of stuff, you know, and how do we get that deployed quickly?
Indeed. Yeah, you gave, I mean, we were on that panel the first day of the conference, and you gave that example of the mill closing down.
That was the 350 that he talked about. He got the news on a Friday. Yeah. He had to work over the weekend. Yeah.
And, you know, not only with the analytics with that, but we also, with the programs and stuff that we put in place with knowing those members, knowing that information, getting that full 360 view of that member, we didn't have any losses.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, right? No losses on any of those loans. And we had, so all 352 of those employees were members of the credit union.
So, and if I got to give a plug for OCCU, I think it's everybody, like the CEO, the CFO, you know, they've just promoted Andrew. They're all aligned around analytics. They are believers that this is how you do the digital transformation of the branch. And so, I mean, it's just a treat to have them. You know, they're actually, Bert Fisher's always got suggestions for us on what, you know, how we try this. Have you guys thought about that? Have you guys talked to Callahan and so forth? And so, you know, it's just great to have that kind of active involvement. And that's what we think collaborative analytics should be for the industry. So.
Yeah, the more involved a credit union is in this area, the better off the results are going to be. I mean, it's a two-way street here, right?
Yeah, so we're just trying to figure out how we can get some of that $2.6 million that Andrew's saved and buy us some Range Rovers.
With all the options.
All the bells and whistles,
Well, we'll put that to thought. All right, put some thought.
We gave that money back to our members.
Good for you. How's that Range Rover? No, I'm just kidding. All right, guys, anything else to add here? Any final words of wisdom?
Having a great time in NACUSO. I love this conference. I think NACUSO is an awesome platform for innovation. I mean, we started here back in 2013, and we have just continued to evolve. And I've watched other CUSOs as well, and we're working with other CUSOs right now on technologies. And so it's awesome. Great platform. Yeah.
Andrew, any final words here? Mr. $2 million man? It'll be three next year with inflation.
Right, yes, yeah. You know, I usually talk about the data journey and starting out. You know, like before you even look at even doing data warehouse, get your procedures and stuff in line, because that's really going to help. That data cleanup was a big issue at the beginning, and that was one of our largest hiccups, was just getting that data cleaned up, getting everything going. And then, but once we started with that, it's like I have balance sheets that balance monthly, you know, income statements coming out of the data warehouse, and you know, so accountants like that, CFO is on board. So that's okay. That's about all I got.
All right, great message to end on, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
All right,
congrats. Thank you. Well done. Keep up the good work, both of you guys.